This podcast is brought to you by BetRivers. Download the BetRivers app from the App Store or Google Play Store. Must be 21. Available in Ohio only. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Sports gaming is provided in partnership with Dayton Real Estate Ventures, LLC, DBA, Hollywood Gaming at Dayton Raceway.
You're listening to Betting Weekly English Premier League on the BetRivers Network.
Hello and welcome back to the Betting Weekly podcast, part of the BetRivers Network. We've got some midweek Premier League fixtures to look ahead to, and joining me to do that, as always, is the brilliant and the main man, Mr. Nigel Seeley. Nigel, how you doing, sir?
I'm good, Harry. Busy afternoon. Lots of busy stuff coming up. There's lots of tennis action coming with the French Open. We've got some golf. We've got Premier League coming to an end and leagues coming to an end all around Europe. So it's a really, really busy time on the BetRivers Network. But I'm looking forward to this. Some very, very intriguing games. Lots to play for at the top of the table still, and lots to play for, more importantly, at the bottom of the table. So, a big midweek card in the Premier League.
Indeed. Let's start at the top of the table then, and let's start with the game on Tuesday night between Southampton and Liverpool at St. Mary's. Liverpool, of course, hoping to keep the pressure on the current leaders, Manchester City. How do you see this one going?
Well, I think if you ask Jurgen Klopp or any Liverpool supporter which team you want to be playing this week or next week at the final of the season, I think Southampton would be very, very high on your list of opponents. A side that have absolutely down tools in the Premier League. They've given up. They've had the swimming trunks on. They've had the espadrilles on. They've had the sun cream on for about the last 2 months, haven't they? And if the Premier League went on for another couple of weeks, you know, Southampton could be probably relegated given their form. Their form is that bad. I mean, they've only won once in the last 11. I won't mention who that was against, Harry. I know it's a bit of a sore point with you, but the only one win they had was against Arsenal. And they've had some big, big defeats in that as well, conceding a huge amount of goals. I mean, the defeat against Chelsea was another really, really shocking performance for them. So they really, really are a side that you want to oppose at all costs. And they're $7 to win this match. Even the most ardent Southampton supporter would turn around and say, well, I couldn't bet them at that price. Liverpool come here at -265. And this is a Liverpool side, though, that is absolutely got some big, big players who have got some injury concerns. I mean, they ended the FA Cup final after extra time and penalties. A long, long game. They've had a long, long season. And they ended the game without Robertson, without Van Dijk, without Salah. I'd be amazed if Salah plays. I think all those three players could be fitness doubts. They're going to have to look ahead for them for the not only the final day of the season, but also the Champions League final as well. So Liverpool, but that's what they've got. They've got a big squad. And I expect that big squad to be used in this game. And whatever side Liverpool put out, I think they will get the job done. They easily beat Southampton 4-0 Anfield early in the season. I know Southampton did win this fixture 1-0 last year, but I don't see anything stopping Liverpool here. The total goals is quite high, though. It's 3.5 goals, which does really seem quite high. I think if Manchester City lost against West Ham at the weekend, then Liverpool would have to try to overcome that goal difference. And I think, you could see Liverpool winning by 3 or 4, maybe 5, you know, because Southampton have such a history of capitulating in football matches when they go down early. You know, they've done it against Leicester. They've done it against Chelsea this season. You know, they do sort of lose by many goals when they concede early. But I think 3.5 is a high number to take. I fully expect Liverpool to win. And I think if you're looking for goals, and you're probably more likely to see Liverpool goals, Liverpool on the Asian handicap -1.5 at evens is probably the better way to go rather than the 3.5 goals. Because if Liverpool win 2-0, you collect on that. Liverpool win 3-0, you collect on that. You won't win on the 3.5 goal line. I think for the 3.5 goal line, you would probably want Southampton to contribute to the goals. And I don't think they will. On goal scorers, it looks a big match for Mane. I think Mane will obviously lead the line without Salah. You're looking at Jota, you're looking at Diaz. But I think Mane going back to his former club to score at any time would probably get my nod. But I think if you're looking for an angle, I think Liverpool will win. Southampton have had their eyes on the beach, not far from where their ground is, down towards Dorset and some lovely coastline in England there. And I think that's where the majority of their squad has been for the last 3 or 4 weeks. So I think Liverpool will win. I think Liverpool -1.5 on the Asian handicap. Liverpool to win by 2 goals or more, and your cash. I think that's the better option than playing the total goals at 3.5.
Excellent. Let's move on to Thursday then. Big game at the bottom of the table this time for Everton, who take on Crystal Palace at Goodison Park. We're hoping, obviously, to pick up all 3 points yesterday, Everton, but it all turned sour pretty quickly. How do you see them faring against Palace in this one?
Yeah, Matt, indiscipline cost them. Very similar to what happened at Leeds. Players getting sent off, which was, you know, when you need players, at the end of the game you needed to win with 9 players on the pitch is really, really bad. I think the Everton and the Leeds players have obviously got galvanised by the support. I mean, the huge support that Everton have been having in these bottom games going into the final fixtures, when they're going away or when they're at home, it's like they're going for the Champions League, and the same with Leeds as well. And I think the players lost their head with that sort of boiling point atmosphere at the ground. So Goodison Park will be rocking. It's a must-win game. If they do win, they survive in the Premier League. So it's a huge, huge match. Defeat is a disaster. A draw is okay. You've even got to rely on results going for you elsewhere. But the thing that Everton just can't lose this match. Two key players who were sent off, Rondon and Branthwaite. So that's a big blow for them. Everton at -103. I wouldn't bet Everton at minus money. I really wouldn't bet Everton at minus money. Palace are +290. Palace are in a bit of form. Unbeaten. They've only lost once in the last unbeaten in 4 matches and only lost once in the last 5. Palace, last 5 of the last 6 games have seen under 2.5 goals. I think this might be a nervy game. And Palace, I feel, are a better side on the road than at home sometimes. You know, they hit teams on the counter-attack with the pace of Eze and Sahar. And they're usually quite good for a goal on the road. But it's whether that Patrick Vieira has his side motivated, doesn't it? I mean, that's the whole key in this game. Will Crystal Palace fancy the task ahead? Everton, we know, have got to win. And will they be able to handle the situation? So there's a lot of question marks about this match. I probably would slightly towards under 2.5 goals, but it's not a betting game for me. I certainly wouldn't bet Everton at -103. They probably will win it. They're minus money. But for me, I'd want at least +110 for an Everton victory. So I think we can't really play. The one player who started to play well, though, for Everton is Richarlison, the Brazilian. Scoring goals, scored on penalty duties. And if they do score, I mean, he's the man who's sort of getting the goals for him currently. I mean, Calvert-Lewin's done nothing, linked with a move away to Newcastle, and perhaps that big move may have got to him. But I think Richarlison to score any time under 2.5 goals. But on the match markets, I wouldn't touch him.
Cool. Let's move on to Aston Villa versus Burnley. Burnley equally in desperate need for the points, just like Everton. So do you fancy them to go to Villa Park and get something?
I don't actually know. I thought Burnley played really well against Tottenham yesterday. They went there. They were bottom. They're fighting for their lives, and they put in a decent performance. Tottenham were very lucky to come away with the win. It was a debatable penalty, as you know. They let Son had 2 great chances, and Nick Pope, the goalkeeper for Burnley, pulled off 2 amazing saves. But second half, Burnley bossed the game. The shot that hit the bar from Ashley Barnes. They had chances. The only thing I would say here is that these two sides played 10 days ago,
yep,
at Burnley, at Turf Moor, and Villa won 3-1 in a game that was really, really one-sided. 10 days on from that game, Villa are at home. Because Burnley need the win, in inverted commas, you can bet Villa at +110. Well, if you watch that match, there was no way that Villa should be +110. I think the market's overreacted to Burnley's need for the win here. I mean, they're a poor side. They're at the bottom of the table. I know they played well in patches against Tottenham, but Tottenham were nervy as well. And I think the whole market is sort of debating whether Aston Villa and Steven Gerrard will be up for it. Well, I think they will be up for it. It's his first managerial job in the Premier League. You want to finish as high as he possibly can. I'm hoping he's up for it because I've bet Aston Villa to finish in the top half of the table. So we need a win here. And, Burnley at +255. I mean, if this game was played 4 weeks ago, Burnley would probably be +450, +$5, something like that. And now they're +255. Villa at +110 is an attractive price to me, given the fact that they did beat them easy. Ollie Watkins is scoring goals, ending the season very, very well. I mean, he's good for a goal at the moment. and they play Man City on the final day of the season. You know, trying to do Steven Gerrard trying to do his old team Liverpool a favour, and Aston Villa going up against Jack Grealish. So that game is the one that's really interesting. And I think the market has got a little bit carried away with the Villa price here. I think plus 110 represents a little bit of value on Aston Villa.
Yeah, I completely agree with you. Totally agree with you. Let's move on then to the final game that takes place during this midweek card. Chelsea versus Leicester at Stamford Bridge. Any thoughts, leans, views on this one?
I've got a few actually in this one. Leicester were my bet of the week last week weekend against Watford, and the line crashed. I mean, we bet them at plus 120. I think they started off about minus 130 or something like that. It was a huge gamble for Leicester, and they won easy 5-1. And I think this is a great time to face Chelsea. I mean, I really do. I've been sort of opposing Chelsea and getting them wrong, and you know, but Chelsea aren't in any form. I mean, they've only won one in the last five. They've drawn a lot of games in that period. They've just come through an epic FA Cup final after extra time and penalties. The team will be deflated, absolutely deflated. They really will finish in the top four, and they probably will finish third, because regardless of this result, they play Watford at the end of last game of the season at home, and they'll be minus $5 to beat Watford. So they'll beat Watford. So really, what they got to play for, Chelsea? Nothing really. It's not their last home game of the season. The last game of the season, they still got one home game of the season. And I think the odds of Leicester at 8-1 is wrong. I really do. I think Chelsea minus 275 is a ludicrously low odds for Chelsea to win this game. You know, when Vardy plays for Leicester, you've only got to look at their last two matches. They're a completely different side. They won 5-1 at the weekend. Vardy got two. They won 3-0 in midweek against Watford. Vardy got two. Sorry, against Norwich, Vardy got two. So they scored eight goals in two matches. And when he plays, Maddison and Barnes come alive, because they finally got an outlet who can run onto their balls and put the goals in the back of the net. At the weekend, Maddison had two assists and he scored again. Barnes scored as well. And in midweek against Norwich, Barnes assisted two goals for Vardy as well. So those three play really, really well together. And I think this is a great time to play Chelsea. Chelsea have got all kinds of problems now. Christensen has come out and said something today that the fans are going mad about on Twitter. Loads of players want out. They're deflated after the FA Cup final. I'm loving this 8-1 Leicester. I really love the 1.25 Leicester on the Asian handicap. The only way you'll lose is if Chelsea win by two clear goals. And I can see Leicester scoring. I really do. I think they'll score. Leicester look a very different side with Vardy. They've had a poor season by their high standards. They beat them in the FA Cup final last year, similar this kind of time last year. And Leicester will be looking to come strong to the season and do well, and they are coming strong. There's a couple of bets I like here. Vardy to score at any time in the match is plus 275. Four goals in two matches. Great goal scoring record. Barnes to get an assist. He got two assists, and Vardy scored at 9-1. Maddison to have an assist, also 9-1 as well. Those three play so well together. And when them three are in the side, they're a goal threat to anybody. So I'm loving the Leicester angle here. I really am. I mean, you're going to ask me my dog of the week, and I'm going to tell you my dog of the week, my bet of the week, and the parlay. But I think you sort of know where I'm going with this one. But I think this is a perfect time to play Chelsea. Absolutely perfect. And Leicester... And even if Chelsea lost, I can't see the fans being that bothered. They know they're going to get in the Champions League. Watford final that season will get them in third place. It's all about Leicester's performance for me. And I don't think for 1 minute the difference between the two of these is minus 275 and plus $8.
So we know that you're going to lean into that game for your dog of the week.
My bet of the week's Chelsea.
It's Chelsea.
No, I'm joking.
I was going to say.
I'm joking.
So which bet specifically would you recommend that people should be jumping on?
I like all of them. I'm going to have a bit of piece of money on Leicester to win at 8. I'd probably have a serious bet on Leicester +1.25 on the Asian handicap. Again, I'll play Vardy to score any time at plus 275. I'll play Barnes and Maddison to have an assist, because if Leicester score, which I think they will, Vardy is probably a 60% chance of scoring the goal, and the assists usually come from those two players. So you're really betting on Leicester getting the goal, and I think they will score.
Have you got a parlay for us then in this midweek set of fixtures? Not a lot of games.
I'll just give you a double. I'll give you a double on the party. I'll go Aston Villa to beat Burnley, plus 110. And Leicester, plus 1.25 at plus 102. I think that would be the parlay. So that will pay about, let me get the price for you. That will pay, and they won't pay that. Got to work my calculator out, mate.
It's all right. You've got plenty of years of practice. I wouldn't know where to start.
I think it's about 2-1.
Excellent. So that double is Aston Villa to beat Burnley and Leicester plus 1.25.
Yeah.
Fantastic stuff.
That's 3-1 is. So Leicester plus 1.25 and Aston Villa to win. That'll do me for the double. The outsider is obviously Leicester at 8-1, opposing Chelsea again, like, if you know. They must be deflated after the FA Cup. Two matches against Liverpool, playing really, really well, and then losing in extra time. I expect a very, very different Chelsea team to the one that played the pitch in the FA Cup final. So I bet Leicester 8-1 is the dog of the week. Parlay, Villa and Leicester plus 1.25. And the bet of the week, midweek, is Leicester plus 1.25 on the Asian handicap.
Fantastic stuff. Anything to add, Nigel, before we wrap up? Not many games, as we said, to run through in this midweek edition, but any final thoughts?
Yeah, we're back in a couple of days for the final day of the Premier League season. It's final day of the Premier of the seasons all around Europe as well, with the Spanish league, the French league, the Italian title race is excited up. We've got shows all the way on the Bet Rivers network on those leagues for the final days of the season. And also, it's a big week of sport outside soccer. We have the USPGA Golf, the PGA Championship Golf, which we've got, we're doing a podcast this evening, which will be on the Bet Rivers network probably later on today or tomorrow. And we have the French Open tennis, the second Grand Slam of the tennis season, starts in Paris on Sunday. So a really big week of sport in action.
Fantastic. Make sure you subscribe to the Bet Rivers network if you haven't done so already. And please do leave a like on the video. If you're listening via the audio platforms, then please do leave us a review, and we'll be back very soon with more. Until then.
Thanks for listening to Betting Weekly English Premier League on the Bet Rivers network.